News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, let's turn back to that story about Pope Francis reportedly again using an offensive word about gay people. This would be the second time he apologised recently for using that offensive term. A little earlier, I caught up with Brian Merriman, founder of the International Gay Theatre Festival. I began by asking Brian his reaction to the news that the Pope had used this term for a second time.
Well, I suppose I'm of a generation that nothing surprises me. I've always found him to be a man who speaks to his audience. He's quite liberal in public, but it was interesting that he first used this offensive term to a group of bishops, clearly in a closed room. Clearly he thought that they'd all be safe there and could describe it. And I think there's two things about it. One is not just the term, but like he openly acknowledged that there's a lot of gay clergy and indeed a lot of gay young men signing up to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I can't think of any other workplace where it would be acceptable for the main boss and all their bosses to use such a derogatory term as he did. I feel very sorry for these well-motivated young men who want to go out and spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to know now that their boss and all their local bosses, what they really think.
Those who have sought to defend him have said Spanish is his first language, not Italian. He's made linguistic gaffes in the past when speaking in a language other than his mother tongue. Unnamed bishops have said the Pope, as an Argentine, may not have realised the Italian term he used was offensive. Does that hold any water with you at all?
In the words of Lady Bracknell, to use it once is unfortunate, but to use it twice is pure carelessness.
Yeah.
It doesn't. Because to be honest with you, didn't he make an apology? That was one of those awful apologies, if I've offended anyone. I mean, that's actually nearly worse because one is using an offensive term. When you use an offensive term, it is designed to offend. So there's no question mark about it. And the fact that he's done it again, look, you know, I know the institution that he's involved in, etc. But what I'm really concerned is that the young people who are going forward in these very difficult times to work for any church, it's a huge decision for them. And now they're facing that abuse within the church itself.
Brian, I don't know if you're a person of faith or not. Would you regard in your experience and in your friend's experience, would you regard the church as an inclusive place?
Well, it depends on which church you're in. My local church here is St. Teresa's in Dunor Avenue, and they're about to run their third Pride service at the end of this month, and they hosted the first ever LGBT carol service last Christmas. They're a fantastic outward-looking church, which basically says we need to administer to all the people in our flock. But why that still stands out in 2024 is a question for the institutionalized church. I mean, you know, we're long gone beyond the old trite arguments, etc. Like, heterosexual people can fall in love. Gay people can fall in love. Celibate people make a lifestyle choice to suppress that love. And if they do that, that's fine, but don't fault others for loving, because God is supposed to be love. And to come out for the second time, I pray every day, but I pray every day to a God because I don't need any man's permission to know God.
Is there anything he can do to make redress, in your view, for this?
First of all, he should apologise to every gay priest and every gay seminarian. And if he was a man of principle, he would actually ask them all to leave. But of course he doesn't, because he knows the fantastic work that people do, no matter what their sexuality is, in relation to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ and doing good works. So he won't do that either. So he'll continue that exploitative role that the Catholic Church is well known for when it comes to lots of different people, women and gay people included, and LGBT people. I don't think we're in a position anymore really to believe what he says. People should be judged by what they do. And as his own religion says, you know, when you commit a sin, you beg for forgiveness. And we'll wait and see, really.
Can I ask you, and feel free not to answer this question if you like, would you still regard yourself as Catholic, or is your relationship more one-to-one when it comes to your relationship with God?
it's more broadly based. I find good things in an awful lot of religions. You know, nobody has a monopoly of doing good, and there are good people in a lot of religions. Primarily, I would pray to the Christian God, to Jesus Christ, etc. But I went to the Pride service in Dunor Avenue last year. It was wonderful. And I've gone to many a service where people have shown great decency and inclusiveness and love. And that will continue. I will continue to do so, because I won't be put off by a group of elderly men sniggering about gay novices and gay priests behind closed doors.
And that was Brian Merriman, founder of the International Gay Theatre Festival, speaking to me a little earlier.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.